The real estate market takes dips. Everybody's so afraid of the market right now. And honestly, wealth is built in the dips. So forget all that noise. The stock market takes dips. And in the dip, you're buying, but you're never selling. Okay? Because you'll lose your money. Every single time that your life takes a dip and you go selling all your stuff like a madman, oh, I'm gonna move, right? Now I'm selling all my furniture. Your life took a dip and now you're selling all your shares. Don't sell your furniture when, don't move. That's the bottom line of wealth, is you don't move, you stay steady. If the storm is around you and it's roaring, you keep your boat steady. And that's your mind. Welcome to all my wealth building mamas. This is a 3-part series on building wealth for moms through networks. In this series, we're talking biblical wealth, we're talking currency, we're talking stocks, bonds, life insurance plans, wills. We're talking leaving an inheritance. How are we going to do that for the next generation? And how will we prepare our kids? Guys, listen. Wealth does not start and end only at money. You have to see everything as currency. Everything is energy. Every single aspect of your life. If God is the living water, then what is living water? It's currency. So how can you build wealth in every aspect of your life? Because it does not start and stop at any one thing. Wealth building has to be in many different avenues and many different areas. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because it's so important for us to have momentum in every aspect of our lives. And wherever we're not going to see momentum, wherever we're not going to encourage or build, or everything needs to have a structure, right? And I think of it as the bones of whatever it is that I'm working on. So number one, building your network at work. You're building wealth wherever you go, okay? And being a single mom, you can't afford to just quit your job and follow your dreams. Like, you know, being a mom, right? If you have a supportive family, husband, then, you know, obviously that piece of advice is not for you. But I'm just letting you know what I have learned. What I have learned through my years of trying to work on my business and failing. And I mean, I started my business in 2017 and miserably failed year after year. And this is why I want to tell you these things, because I don't want to see you miserably fail year after year. Avoid my mistakes so you can do your thing. You should be able to do your thing. You know, it shouldn't be that hard. So, A, build your wealth at work. That's number one. And the way you do this is by stop jumping from job to job. You get what I'm saying? And I wish I had someone to have told me this, because I did it. I'd have been there. It was hard. And I jumped from job to job and I left so many good employers, so many good situations, you know. I was just telling someone the other day that I had a life insurance plan that my employer was paying for and I left it. Another one, I had stocks. I used to be a manager for Walmart 13 years ago. And man, Walmart matches your stocks. You can buy stock from the company. You can buy Walmart stock and they'll match whatever you put in. That's wonderful. By the time, and then I left Walmart, and by the time I left, I couldn't own the stock anymore because that was only a benefit for employees. And so they sold the stock and they sent me $400. on stock that I didn't even buy. So that was another thing. But you have to know, building wealth goes so much more than one way to build it. You have to build it in many, many different ways. And with the employer is definitely one, you know, finding a good employer. Can I tell you something? There will be something you don't like in every single job. So just sit down, right? The dog mentality is the one that wants to be around. It wants to be stimulated. It's the wealth mentality that makes you sit down. It's the wealth mentality that will say, no, peace is still, and I will bring peace to me. I will attract peace to me. I will not be the storm. I will be the quiet in the storm. And so for me, I have learned that jumping around from job to job is just not gonna cut it. How are you even going to be able to buy your house, right? How are you even going to be able to, in order to get an FHA loan, you have to be with one employer for 2 years. And you have to understand why the banks are requiring that. Even if you want to do a NACA program, you have to be stable for that. Because I have to tell you that wealth is built through stability. Wealth is not built through jumping around, especially jumping around from state to state. I done been there, tried that. It's not good. It's definitely not good. I have given away at least $100,000 by now. It's horrible. It's horrible, guys. Just by, you know, furniture alone. It's so expensive. And when you go to move, guess what? Every house has its own floor plan, and you won't be able to fit all of your things in every single house that you move into. And because it has its own floor plan and its own amenities and its own things it offers within the space, you're going to have to buy more furniture or get rid of some of it. So no more moving around, guys. You know, and this is, I'm talking to you like I started talking to myself and how I started building my own wealth. And hey, if you do have to move, transfer, if you have this ability, transfer to another apartment within your landlord's network. If there's another apartment that's available in your complex, if there's another apartment that's available within your network, within it, because your landlord is a network. Every single relationship that you have in your life is a network, and you have to settle down, okay? Because without this relationship, you won't be able to build your wealth. Here's the thing, guys. When you are building wealth, you need people. And your biggest account will always be another person. It will never be your money market account, your retirement fund. All of those things do not matter when that's all you have. You need people. People are your biggest assets.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in. Before we continue, I want to take a quick commercial break. If you haven't heard of my book, How Is There Free Will in a World That Is Predestined? Here's a sneak peek of what to expect. But before we check it out, don't forget to like, subscribe, and download. Comment with the question you've had the hardest time with in your spirituality for a chance to win a free book. 10 lucky winners will be selected at the end of the contest on August 31st, 2024. Pre-order your book now at www.dearanea.com. And now, here's a sneak peek.
This is a book that took a lifetime to write. I grew up in the church and believed in God until an intro to humanities professor in my freshman year in college. He gets up and speaks to the class. How can you have free will, but all things are predestined? He pushes the chair across the front of the class. Then he says, which one is it, Christians? Was I able to push the chair of my free will, or was it predestined for the chair to have made it across the room? I'm confused. He left me speechless. I left the class feeling anxious and frustrated. my heart of hearts, I found myself asking the same questions. I thought, well, God, you have some explaining to do. When I said it, I was really talking to myself. Who was I going to turn to? Would I be able to express my confusion to my atheist friend or agnostic dean of students? Does anybody still believe in God? Who would I turn to in the middle of so much chaos in my mind? I couldn't quiet my thoughts after class. I went to the student lounge and sat in despair. No longer will I be left without answers. No longer will I be made the laughing stock. The professor was picking a fight that I couldn't square up to. I felt helpless without answers. This book is the result of research I've conducted for the past 17 years on the humanities, various science topics, religions, and traditions. They all say the same thing. My research answers all the questions. Professor, what's his face, Hat? These are my answers. I dove in to never feel helpless and clueless again. Pre-order now at wdiranaya.com. There are two kinds of people in this world. The kind that have the questions my professor had, and the kind that don't know how to answer the questions. Which one are you?
What did you think? Pretty cool, eh? Now back to the show.
So my number two point would be save regularly, but do not save in a regular account. You can't save in a, first of all, your money is dying in a checking account. Your money is dying in a regular savings. Usually banks are now giving those no fees if you have joint accounts, between a checking and a savings, or if you have regular deposits, you know, they don't give many fees in that kind of account. But what they are doing is not giving you a lot of APY, the annual percentage yield, but it's the interest you're accruing from the bank, right? It's the upcharge from the bank. And the bank is always looking to upcharge you to gain interest off of you. So you have to gain interest off of the bank too. And what accounts are going to be able to gain that interest for you are the accounts that have high percentage yieldings. And what I have discovered in looking for high yielding savings accounts are accounts like money market accounts. Money market accounts will yield 4 to 5% APY, annual percentage yielding, which again is the interest. It will yield more for you than a savings account at 1% a year. And here's another thing. If you keep touching this money, you're not building anything, because you have to accrue money in order to have a higher interest, right? It's just like debt. The more debt that you accrue, the more the bank can charge you the interest on that debt. Another good savings account is accounts like Apple. Apple is a great savings account. And what I realized about these kinds of, you have to look for the companies that have savings accounts, right? Usually if the company has a stock, they'll also have a savings account, which is amazing because they're essentially acting like a bank. And what you want to do is make sure that you can get into these company savings accounts. Apple is one of the ones that I researched among other ones. And what I realized about Apple is that they have a 4 to 5 annual percentage yielding, right? APY, which again is the interest that you are charging the bank on your money. And you have to, this is the way to build wealth, because you cannot build wealth on just a 9 to 5. Now the 9 to 5 is important because it's the bones of your wealth. It's the foundational structure, because you cannot build wealth if you aren't. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how, what is it good for? And I'm paraphrasing. What is it good for if you're building a foundation and cannot finish the structure? So what happens is you're doing all this networking, you're doing all this, and then you don't have anything that is building your wealth, right? And what you need to build that wealth will be you having the job so that you can save regularly, so that you can invest regularly. It's a game of money. And the faster you learn how to play the game of money is the faster you will be able to build your wealth. And here's another thing too. I have to tell you, wealth building is a time game. It's a long haul game. There's no way you're going to be able to build wealth in 30 days. You have to get out of that mindset, because if you don't, you will forfeit your wealth each and every single time. Another way to save regularly is by investing in gold. Gold isn't losing value. As a matter of fact, it's gaining value each and every day. And nothing else will have this value. The market takes dips now. My third tip on building wealth is investing wisely. That would be in stocks. That would be in bonds. And the reason why I say stocks and bonds, mutual funds, guys, I used to think that a mutual fund was crowdfunding. Forgive me. I know it's crazy, but that's what happens when you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. And I started looking for something that I can invest my money in. And it's funny because the financial coach that I went with, she categorized me as an aggressive investor. Yeah, because I want to see the money. You understand what I'm saying? We're single mom in over here. I cannot afford to be waiting around for my children's father to decide that he wants to pay child support. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you know, you know. Because it's not easy. And expenses add up, and emergencies come up. And if you don't have child support set up, guys, don't get me started on child support, okay? Invest wisely in your kids. That child support is important. And if he's refusing to pay it, the Bible says it is evil not to collect. And it says that it is important to provide for the members of your own household. And he who does not provide for the members of his own household is worse than an unbeliever. And worse than an unbeliever, the unbelieving spirit is the dog spirit, Book of Revelation. And being worse than the unbeliever is literally Jezebel. It's the false prophet. And there's levels to hell. There is levels, there is tiers to hell, right? Hell consists of Satan, the false prophet, and the beast of hell. The beast of hell is the dog spirit. The false prophet is Jezebel. And then the next tier is Satan. You have to make sure you're protecting your kids from that. And investing wisely into these accounts. Another good investment is real estate. Again, investing is for the long haul. Wealth is for the long haul. If you're trying to get rich quick, that usually has a price tag behind it. There's a price tag behind get rich quick. And the quicker you build your wealth, the quicker it's easier to lose it. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about how if you build wealth, you will keep it. You don't want to lose, right? Slow building is steady keeping, because you learn throughout the time and along the way how to keep it. Another important and a wise investment would be investing in your business. Your personal brand, your business, is you investing in your family's legacy, is you investing in your children, is you investing. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And this is really important, because even when someone tried calling Jesus a good man, he said, "No one's good except the Father." And now the Bible is calling the man that leaves an inheritance for his children's children a good man. That lets you know that you are acting in the place of God, in the place of the Father. Okay? And this is really important, because why would we want to leave behind what our parents left us if you come from poverty? Listen, I come from the last condemned village in Puerto Rico. I remember one time I was sleeping and I was so sick, And I was in the shack that my sister's dad built. And because I used to live with my sisters. And I was sick. I threw up in my sleep. And the throw up was all over my hair and my pillow. And I was so sick, I didn't realize. I didn't wake up from my sleep. I think I was in kindergarten or first grade. So I was 6 or 7 years old. And because the structure was so poor, ants came in from outside and swarmed my entire face. And one eye was completely bitten and swollen shut. And the other eye was halfway bitten. And my sister's dad was so afraid that, he sent me back to live with my mom after that. And he was so afraid. So I want to tell you that building wealth for these babies is everything. We don't have time to waste. Like, and it's funny because someone talked to me the other day and they were like, how do you know your children are going to want to do what you do? How do you know that they're going to want to be in real estate? You train a child in the way that they should go, raise a child in the way that they should go, and they won't depart. Make it fun. But more importantly, you have to invest so much love into your kids. This is currency. You're building an account with your kids to the point where they, even beyond the grave, you will be so undeniable that your children will want to do what you want them to do. You leave it in the will, and then you instill this wealth mentality into your children to where they won't know anything else. This is how you build wealth. And this is how you leave a legacy. If this is the first part you're watching in the series, in the wealth building series through networks, get on over to the other ones because there's so much more in this series. But before you guys go, don't forget to subscribe, like, share, and download. And as always, don't miss the next one, boo.